Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Hannah Evers?
Sure, what? It's an opinion?
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
41.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably not.
50-50, or will not vote? Or
probably not, no, because I have disabilities, and it's hard for me.
Okay, but I just have four options. Definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or will not vote?
50-50.
50-50. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Okay. And generally speaking, will you say this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong Republican.
And thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And in your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it had been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
About the same.
Staying about the same. And in your opinion, are economic condition in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And how would you rate the city trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia? Not enough,
just
too
enough.
Much, or okay. And
yeah,
now,
no.
Yeah, about right. And now I'm going to read you a short list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. And which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two, okay? I have a short list.
Okay.
I have addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, improving the city's K-12 public school system, reducing violent crime in the city, reducing taxes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing homelessness, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, creating more quality affordable housing, rooting out corruption in city government, or the last two, fixing roads and repairing potholes, or cleaning up trash and illegal dumping.
Lower taxes and...
Okay.
Take care of homelessness.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your
okay.
time. We're 50%. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The person, the Democratic Party in general, how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Not good, like 20?
Yeah, 0 is very unfavorable, and 100 means very favorable.
Right.
You may use
okay, 50.
Number. 50. 50, okay. David mm-hmm. O, how would you rate him?
I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Jim Kenney, do you recognize the name, Jim Kenney?
No.
The Working Families
I mean,
Party.
I've seen the name David O, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay, but just based on what you know or seen about him, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
50. I don't really know.
Or no opinion. Okay, no problem. And what about the Working Families Party, from 0 to 100?
I don't know what that is.
And
so
Josh
50.
Shapiro, from 0 to 100, Josh Shapiro, do you recognize the name?
I heard the name. I don't really... I'm so embarrassed, I don't know, but no.
No problem. This is like this basically is
okay,
to know
50.
If you recognize the name or not. Okay. And what
sure,
about Joe
yeah.
Biden? From 0 to 100.
Of course, everybody knows him.
But how would you rate
good.
Him?
Like 20.
20, okay.
Yeah.
Dwight Evans, do you recognize the name? Dwight Evans.
No. No.
And the last one, Cherrelle Parker. Do you recognize her?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it is still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Cherrelle Parker or Republican David O?
David O, Republican.
And how certain are you that you are going to support David O in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Very certain, fairly, just somewhat, or not at all?
If I vote, very certain.
Okay. And
only
now,
because of the party. Yeah, go ahead.
And now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have
okay.
time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we will
okay.
like to ask you about is Cherrelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. But for each of
okay.
the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Cherrelle Parker. Use 0 if you don't think it applies to Cherrelle Parker at all. 5 if you think it somewhat applies to Cherrelle Parker, and 10 if you think completely applies to Cherrelle Parker. The first one will improve the image of Philadelphia from 0 to 10.
I don't even know. So halfway, like 5.
Okay. And has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy from 0 to 10?
I don't know.
The
5.
Democrat candidate?
Mm-hmm.
Is a strong leader from 0 to 10?
5.
Has what it takes to make the city safer from 0 to 10?
5.
And the last 2? 5 for people like me.
5 for people like me? 5.
And the last one, works to bring the people of the city together.
5.
Okay, and now we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. We'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Cherrelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. And for each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, or oppose it. Just 3.
Okay.
The first one is making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about childcare for their school-age kids. You strongly support that?
Strongly
support?
Strongly,
yes. Strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. The last 2, making arrests for prostitution, specifically in residential neighborhoods. Support or oppose?
Strongly support, yes.
And last one, making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high and incapacitated in public. support or oppose?
Support, strongly support.
Strongly, okay. And lastly, yeah. This is the last part, just two statements. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5, it's somewhat convincing. And 0 means it is not at all convincing. Reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Just two statements. The first one, this November, Philadelphia will elect its 100 mayor. Every previous mayor, all of 99 of them going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who has born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convincing reason to vote?
Sounds this convincing, year. Yes, 10.
10. And the last one, Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the street and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why as a mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the street and sidewalk clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. This new job will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. But in for Parker, we'll clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Sounds good, 10.
10, okay. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the year upcoming election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, now that you have a little more information.
I would say a little more motivation. An 8.
8, okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote between Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
I mean, I would still vote Republican. That's just where I stand. She sounds like a nice lady. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree, college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, lived with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes, one.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You're welcome.
And remember, the elections are November 7th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.